They Knew Mr. Knight by Dorothy Whipple, with a new afterword by Terence Handley McMath.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, register charity number 226227.
Publisher's note. To allow for the difference in the value of money between 1934 and 2008, multiply by 50. For example, £2,000 is the equivalent nowadays of about £100,000. For Walter, Neville, Gordon and Robert. Chapter 1. It was a fine October morning and the sun was rising. The exchange clock, stopped by the request of the inhabitants of the city of Trentham from midnight until 6 in the morning, struck, with its admired sonority, the half after that hour. A mile away, Thomas Blake sighed and stretched in his bed, pulling himself with an effort from the warmth and oblivion of the night. He became awake and anxious at the same time. He thought the anxiety was due to his fear of missing the early train to Leicester and turned his head sharply on the pillow to listen. The sound of coal being got in at the back of the house reassured him. Agnes was up. He would get his breakfast. He relaxed again. But the anxiety persisted still. What was it? He could not think for a moment. Then he remembered that old Simpson had yesterday again threatened to...